Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, and thanks for joining me. You have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, and I am Erica Black, a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together, because I really love helping people pull their lives together and really live a life that they love. So that's what this show is all about. And today, in today's program, we're going to be talking about love. Love, love, love. That's what makes the world go round, right? What's love got to do with it? That was Tina Turner's song. But, you know, definitely love is vital in our lives, right? Love for ourselves, love for others, romantic love, love for our children, love for God. So, you know, we're going to be talking about love today and really how to have a great relationship. And also, as Valentine's Day is coming up next Sunday, so I want to put that reminder up there for you guys. You know, I was kind of reflecting on that coming up. I know I'm looking forward to that celebration with my romantic interest, my boyfriend, my dear boyfriend. And so, you know, we're gonna share it. And well, first of all, we're gonna go to church because I love God and I really, really love my church family. So we're gonna do that celebration, and then we're gonna go off and, you know, kind of do some special things, just the two of us, which will be really great. But you know, there are lots of people in my life that I love. I have lots of friends that I love, of course. You know, I love my family, my children, which is my son and my daughter-in-law, and my little grandson, and actually a new little grandson is due to be born in just a couple of weeks. Very, very exciting, maybe 3 weeks here. So I'm going to be traveling to my kids and so that I can be there when the new baby is born and help out and stuff like that. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. I hope you all have had a great weekend, and I hope that you had a nice time yesterday if you enjoyed getting together with someone and watching the Super Bowl. I know I did. My boyfriend's parents are in town, so we all hung out, and wow, there was just way too much food. That's all I'm going to say about that. I was really overwhelmed with the selection, I'll tell you, but anyhow. So if you're coming off of a food coma, because actually, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there is more food purchased and prepared and consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than there is on Thanksgiving. Isn't that crazy? More than Thanksgiving, that is huge. But, you know, that's the way that goes. So anyhow, I hope you had a good time, and, you know, maybe you're coming off of a little food coma, or maybe you had, you know, maybe one too many beers or something, you know. So this Monday might even be a little tougher for you. So I'm glad that you tuned in for a little inspiration, right, to kind of push you through the rest of the day. You know, once again, I'm just going to say I'm a holistic life coach, and in my practice, I have a six-month program called Thrive. You know, just really, I have one program because for me, the most important thing, I don't care what you want to achieve in your life, whatever it is, what I work with you, but there's a reason why you haven't achieved it yet. You know, if it's in your heart, you know, sometimes you don't even know what you want to really go for. You just don't like your life the way it is. But some of you really know the things that you want to change about your life, and you haven't been able to do it. And the reason why is because 96% of your behavior is driven by your subconscious brain. So it's all about, you know, you have to get into the subconscious and redirect it. You know, there has to be a quantum shift that happens. You know, where you really shift your paradigm. I know those are a lot of big, crazy words. What that really means is that you kind of, it's kind of like a GPS system. You know, you're a GPS on your phone. You type in an address, and, you know, most time it gets you to your destination. Well, I mean, the GPS doesn't know everything, and sometimes it gets you lost. But mostly, it helps you find where you're going, right? that's kind of your subconscious brain. It's like your internal GPS for your life. And if it's out of whack, then you won't be able to be effective and really make the changes that you want to make and even live the kind of life that you want to have. And that's just bad because every single day is a gift and you only get one, right? It's February 8th, 2016. And I have news for you. This is the only February 8th, 2016 that you'll ever, ever have. So I want it to be a great day for you. And I want all of your days to be great. We can really dig in and live your life with tension, right? So if you're not there, I do offer free coaching sessions. So just get in touch with me. My direct number is area code 513-646-0767. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Check out my website, ericablack.com. That's Erica with a K, black.com. And you can reach me there also. You can go to the contact page and get in touch with me there. And we'll schedule your free session because I really would love the opportunity to talk with you and share some tools that will help you move forward, increase your process, right? Also, I am still working on my course, my Thrive course. It's going to be an internet course that you can take for, you know, maybe you can't afford one-on-one coaching with me, but you can take this course, and it's so powerful. But because it's so powerful and I'm pouring so much love and energy and information into it, it is taking me a lot longer to complete than I had envisioned. I thought, oh, you know, I can just really whip this out. Actually, not, you know, not so much. It's taking a little longer. So don't, you know, don't give up on it. I will have that out for you, and I am going to give you guys a coupon code for all of my listeners so that you can purchase the course for $20, which I'm going to initially put it out for $59, and $59 is such a value for all the information in this course. But yeah, I really want to help people. I want it to be affordable, right? So anyhow, you know, that more to come. You know, I'm hoping next week. I know I've been saying, oh, it's going to be done next week. And, you know, it's just not. But I promise you I've been working really hard on it. In any case, let's go ahead and jump into the program today. Really, once again, really excited that you guys have come along on this love episode here, because love is actually one of my favorite topics. You know, everybody seems to want to be in love, right? But there's a lot more to love about love than romantic love. We are going to talk about romantic love for sure, and it is Valentine's Day coming up. But, you know, if you're in that space where you're not in a relationship right now, you can still have a great time on Valentine's Day. You really, really can. You know, you can, you know, get together with a friend that's single, or, you know, if you really don't have any single friends, that can really be a bummer. But it is Sunday, right? It's on Sunday. So, you know, if you go to church, if that's something that you do, then you can actually, you know, share some love. God always can do that. And, you know, with some comrades at church, some of your church people, maybe even go out to lunch or something. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you, there's one person that's available for you on Valentine's Day, totally, and it, you know, other than God, right? God's always there. But there is one person that's really, really important to you in your life that is totally and completely available to you on Valentine's Day. You know who that is? That is you. You are available to you. You know, I mean, think about it. You've been in a relationship with you your whole life. You've seen you and been with you every single day of your life. Who else can you say that about? You can't say that about anybody. So I'm going to suggest, you know, definitely love yourself on Valentine's Day. And if you, you know, a lot of people feel left out, but take yourself to a movie or go do something that you've always wanted to do to show yourself that you love yourself and that you're valuable to yourself. In the course Thrive that I'm doing, right? I talk about this. It's one of the modules. It's called the Femme de Soi, and it's pretty powerful, actually. And I've talked about this on the show a few times, I got jilted by a fiancé about a month before a wedding a few years ago, and I'd written him a song. And so when I, after he broke up with me and I was completely devastated, kind of got mad at God. I'm like, who? It's such a beautiful song, and who am I ever going to sing it to? And God clearly told me to sing it to myself. He said, sing it to yourself. And honestly, I thought about that. And, I thought I had a really good self-esteem. I did all the things that I tell you to do, for your good self-esteem. But when I really thought about turning those words around, I realized I was willing to stand up before God and everyone and say these words, sing them, make these promises to some guy that was there today and gone. He's out of my life, I was willing to devote everything and make all these amazing promises about how, I would love him, how precious he is, that I would make this commitment with him and never let that go. That I'd be honest and safe and hold him in such high esteem, embrace all of the wonder of him, and that he'd never have to question it. Well, God said, sing that to yourself. And so I started thinking about that. Am I willing? Can I? Will I make commitments to myself and keep them? Can I hold myself in a high honor, a high esteem? Can I tell myself that I love myself and that I'm precious? So, no matter if you're in a relationship or not, definitely one love that's crucial to your well-being and actually to your ability to love anyone else is a love for yourself. Like I said, there's no one else, no one, not your parent, not your child. There's no one else that you've been with your whole life, in a relationship with every day of your life, and that you've been with every minute of your life. Not say that about any other person on the planet except for yourself. So get some self-love going today. But whatever your relationship is, right? If you have a romantic interest, sometimes after the initial few months of, I just think this person's perfect and probably walks on water, stuff starts, and sometimes you get into routines and it seems you kind of go into some doldrums, or you start feeling kind of angry, sad, or misunderstood, right? Or you look at another couple, maybe the grass seems greener on their side of the fence. That's not an all-star relationship, but you can easily turn that around. Like I said, if you're single, how to create an all-star relationship. If you're single, your starting point is to make a good choice, right? So, if you're wanting that relationship and you don't have it, here's what you do. Kind of like a company would create a job description for an employee that they want to hire. Now, I know this sounds funny, but, hang in there with me. Write down all the qualities and characteristics that you know that you want from a potential mate. Now, I'm serious. I mean, take out a pen and paper and write them down. And you can write down everything, even physical attributes, even though the physical doesn't really matter. It's who the other person is, attraction's important for sure. So, you like long hair, short hair, whatever. But, whatever it is, you like to travel, You like to play board games. You know, what are the activities that you want this person to share with you? What kind of outlook? I mean, do you want a Democrat or a Republican? What kind of morals and values do you, you know, maybe religious affiliation or whatever? Think about everything, you know. What kind of income do you want him to him or her to have? You know, I mean, the way that people view money is real important. You know, there's a lot of disagreements over money. So, you know, just be specific, write everything down. And then once you have it, you'll know when that person shows up, or you'll know if somebody shows up that maybe you're attracted to, but you can clearly see they don't have the right qualifications for your opening. So then clearly don't spend the time, don't take the time to, don't invest yourself in a person that you know isn't going to be a good match down the road, right? But if you're already in, you know, a relationship, whether you're a newbie in a new relationship or you've been married for many, many years, it's important to cultivate great communication to have an all-star relationship. You know, we talked about communication last month, communication breakdowns and breakthroughs. But, you know, when you first fall in love, you talk about everything. Conversation is so exciting and it never ends. And that, my friends, that's intimacy. And intimacy is the highest, it's of the highest importance in a great and sustainable relationship. You know, when I'm saying intimacy, you know, normally people think about sexual intimacy. And, you know, there is definitely, you know, if you're married, there's definitely that component to your relationship. But, you know, what the Bible says is it's being naked and unashamed. So I wonder, what does it mean to be emotionally naked and unashamed? You know, and I've given this a lot of thought. In fact, you know, I mean, we talked about this before, but, you know, I mean, today's society really doesn't value, I mean, I guess I'll rephrase. Christian people will say it in church that they value plan for relationships, which is you get married before you have sex. I know a lot of Christians don't really practice that value. But, you know, and even I thought, well, you know, maybe that there was time in my life where I thought, you know, maybe, well, you know, what is God really going for with this anyway? I didn't really understand. But once I really learned about relationships, I realized that it takes time to really build that emotional intimacy with someone. So if you're having, and I believe that when you really trust someone fully and you can be yourself around them without fear of anyone holding anything against you, that is when you can share your heart, when you have that person that you can really say anything to and just be yourself. You don't have to put any kind of a filter on. It takes time to build that kind of intimacy, and I think that's what it means to be naked and unashamed emotionally. I think when you're at that point, that's when you're ready to have sex, because that's the outward and visible act of the inward emotional connection. So I think at that point you're ready to get married, right? I mean, I totally see why God said that, because if you're connecting yourself so intimately physically and you're not connected that way emotionally, that can leave you feeling really empty and unfulfilled in the end. You know, it's just my two cents on that point. But, you know, trust is really important in a relationship. And by definition, it's a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone. And I would add that it's being able to be completely transparent and emotionally vulnerable to that person without fear of being judged or belittled. To let your emotional hair down, so to speak. Take off all your filters, like I said, that you wear out in the world. Be able to be freely and completely yourself. If you have any reason to fear being totally honest and vulnerable with a person, that's not true intimacy. If you're walking on eggshells or you're wondering, well, when should I bring this or that up, you know, to this person because I'm worried about what they're going to say, or I can't let them know that because they might really get, they might get upset with me, or they won't like this thing about me, so I'm going to hide this. That's not emotional intimacy. You know, no amount, and you know, if you can't have true intimacy, it's a relationship killer. You know, you might as well take a machine gun to your hopes and dreams of your life together, because no amount of attraction or shared passions will be enough glue to hold you together over time. You know, trust me on this. You must be emotionally safe. Doctors Les and Leslie Parrott say on their website, relationships.com, that emotional safety is providing the kind of safety zone where you don't have to edit your words, but you can say what's on your mind. Be understanding and be understood. When we have communication meltdowns, it's usually because we don't feel emotionally safe. So we begin to withdraw, or whatever we do to protect ourselves in a conversation. So you need to understand what makes you feel most safe and what makes you feel most afraid or threatened in a conversation. Are you really urgent about problem solving and issues that have to do with your schedule and time, and your partner's lengthy explanation is making you feel unsafe about being on top of things? Or do you fear losing your partner's approval in a conversation and get weepy, withdrawn, and protective? And you need to understand what makes your partner feel unsafe. And, you know, what makes your partner feel unsafe may not make sense to you, but it's real to them. And if it's real to them, then you need to care about it, right? Because unless you understand and care about your partner's fears, they'll not feel that they're a safe place for you, and vice versa. So tips for communication, really listen. Don't just think about how you're going to really listen, so that you can do step two, which is clarifying the content. Repeat back to them what you heard them say so you can make sure that you understood them correctly. And then step three, reflect their feelings. Again, say what you believe their feelings are back to them. Because you might be wrong. You might have heard them. You might not have really gotten the gist of what they're trying to say. You know, you'll want to clarify that you understood them and that you care about how they're feeling. I mean, we all want to be cared for. We all want to be loved. We want that other person not only to get their point across, but to care about what our point is, right? So you need to care about the other person's points also and their feelings. You know, and that's how to have an all-star relationship, because at the end of the day, you too, if you're in a relationship, particularly if you're in a marriage, you guys are on the same team. You know, I was talking to a client one time, and, you know, she was having some issues with her husband. I said, what's your last name? She told me. I said, what's his last name? She told me, you know, same name. They're married. I said, see that? You're on the same team. You know, quit being adversaries, right? So what can you do for that special someone on Valentine's Day? And guys, I'm going to give you a really, really good hint here. If you've seen that ridiculous commercial about the 4-foot teddy bear, don't get that. I mean, don't get it. It's such a stupid commercial, and I'm a girl, and I would just not like ever getting that big 4-foot teddy bear. Please, don't think that that's a good idea. If you've already bought it, I'm not sure what to say. But, you know, I mean, nice presents are really nice. You know, nice jewelry, you know, big, lavish expensive dinners and stuff like that. But what if you don't really have the cash flow for that? I'm going to tell you the best present, time and attention to your partner. It doesn't matter what you do. It's a matter that you're together, that you love each other, and that you show it. You know, a nice card, a single rose, you know, a single red rose or whatever kind of flower for a lady, for a guy, you know, maybe here's an idea. Create a certificate on the computer. You know, Word has templates for certificates. I know Pages probably does also on a Mac. But also you can search the internet and get free templates for certificates and print one out. You know, say, you know, you're the husband of the year, you know, you're the wife of the year, you're the sweetheart of the century or something, you know. And do something like that. That doesn't cost anything. And it really, getting that recognition that you think that that person is just amazing, that you took the effort to do something like that, really special. You know, whatever it is that you do, it doesn't have to cost money. You know, you can wear your nice clothes and just cook a meal together, or play a game together, rent a romantic movie and watch it together. You know, I think, you know, sometimes we think, well, we don't have money. Go for a walk, go to a park. I mean, I live in Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm living the life of my dreams here. So it's a little warmer than it is, you know, in the Northland, right, or different parts of the world. But, you know, I mean, go sightseeing. Go, you know, check out, you know, some area in your town, some maybe a tourist site or landmark that you've not taken the time to go to. You know, go to a winery and have a wine tasting or something, you know. I mean, it's interesting to see those places, and, you know, I'm just trying to think of all different types of things that you can do that won't really cost you anything, you know. Brainstorm, have fun with it, get creative, because, you know, at the end of the day, many, many, many people get jewelry. Now, jewelry's nice, and, you know, I mean, like, I'm not, or get out. And really, Valentine's Day is a horrible day to go out. I think my sweetheart and I probably will, but we're talking about going in the afternoon when it's not going to be so busy. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's kind of an insane day to, like, go out to eat because everybody's doing it. But, you know, there's all the typical things, right? So, you know, use your imagination. Creativity. If that other person really loves you, they're really going to love your creativity and your heart that devised up whatever it is that you do. You know, maybe take your sweetheart on a surprise. Maybe both of you can dream up some kind of a surprise activity that you can share, and one person's turn first, then the next person's turn next. Whatever it is you do, do it with someone you love. Your parents, hey, they're great Valentines. I know for a fact my dad is always my Valentine. And your kids are great Valentines too. Have fun. Love your family. Love your friends. Love your spouses. Most importantly and first and foremost, love yourself. All the other loves possible. And I love you guys. It's my honor to be here with you and encourage you. And love is like my favorite topic. And as I said before, I think it's the most important thing in life because it's the only thing that lasts, and it's the only thing that when you're gone, I can leave behind that really endures. I love you guys. Have a great week. Call me for your free strategy coaching session, 513-646-0767. I will see you next time on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week. Goodbye, everyone.